Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Please accept my humble obeisances.
So Maharaj, please, let's start. Yeah. With yes. Jaya Radha Madhava.
Yeah.
Please. Maharaj, you would like to give us darshan?
Yes, I will do that. They actually are so busy today, so many devotees, you know, so today the Purnima and people came, so many people there, they have so much crowd in. So I don't have so much.
Mm-mm. Hare Krishna. 这样子你们...
Hare Krishna, you can see now.
Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Jaya Radha Mata Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhamani Yasodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yasodanandana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhana Yasodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yasodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhana Yasodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yasodanandana Vrajajanaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha
Jaya Radha Mata Kunja Vihari
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Mahatma Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Jaya Krishna Balara Jaya Krishna Balara Krishna Balara Jaya Krishna Balara Jaya Gauda Nitanjana Gauda Nitanjana Gauda Nitanjana Jaya Vino Varnaya Vino Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada
जय
राधा
जय
जय श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय
जय
प्रभुपाद की
जय
ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की
जय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कार जय भगवान देवी सरस्वती सत्य प्राय शुभद्रेशु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति रूपम कं करति वाचाल पुनुलंघयते गिरि यत् कृपास्तमहं वन्दे से गुरुदिनतार Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
To all of you.
非常感谢大家。
I'm so.Glad all of you are patiently hearing.
Turn off. 很开心大家能够这么耐心的来聆听这个 Krishna Katha Vrindavan Leela.
So, we are all fortunate.
我们大家都非常的幸运
because Sukadev Goswami mentioned in many places in Srimad Bhagavatam all the acharyas Lord himself so this is the those who are listening the katha, the Krishna katha, and which is uplift our consciousness and give us the real knowledge, the real devotional service to all the living entities, those who are anchoring, those who actually qualified.
<coughs> 在圣利伯加瓦坛的很多地方 Sukadeva Goswami 他都有提到，那还有包括前辈的阿查亚、灵性导师，还有至尊主本人，都谈到就是聆听圣殿伯加瓦坛，聆听Krishna的话题，可以大大的提升我们的知觉意识，然后能够赐予我们真正的知识， 赐予我们奉爱服务，满足我们心中不时渴望的这种甘露。
So this Vrindavan Lila is one of his very pleasure pastimes.
所以这个 Vrindavan Lila 其实是非常的令人愉悦的，满足的。 这种逍遥时光
That's why when Krishna came his original form is Swayam Bhagavan and we know when he come himself he descends himself to this material world and he also came among with all their associates
那这就是为什么 Krishna 以他最原初的形象 Swayam Bhagavan Krishna 他以原初的形象，就是跟着带着他的同游一起显现降临在这个物质世界中来展现他这种美好的这个逍遥时光。
So this material world. Kunti Devi prayers, she also mentions because Krishna comes to exhibit his pastime to attract the living entity, the soul, who are suffering this material world in many lifetimes.
那这个昆提皇后呢，她也讲到了，就是 Krishna 他的显现降临在这个物质世界来展示他的这些逍遥时光，是为了来吸引我们这些受条件限制的灵魂，因为我们生生世世在这个可怕的物质存在中，因为遗忘了 Krishna 而遭受着。 一再遭受着种种的痛苦跟折磨。
So she says, Kunti Mata says, Bhavyasmin Klesmananam Avidya Karmakam Sravana Smarana Jnani Karishya Nipikishan Many big personalities They also accept that, O Krishna, you also come to this material world, you descend yourself. Why? Bhavyasmin Klesamanana. Because in this material world, the Bhavasagar, this is the material ocean, the dreadful, deadly material ocean, when someone come to this material world, it is considered that very dangerous place and so much suffering in this material world. Bhavasmin klesa means so much miseries, going through so much misery. Bhavasmin klesa manano avidya. Why this, the klesa, all the misery comes? Because avidya. Avidya means the science, not good knowledge.
Maharaj, your voice is not very clear and not loud enough. Can you make some adjustments? Is it possible to make some adjustment?
Hare Krishna, now it's coming?
Yes, now it's much better. Yes, much better, yes.
Okay, it was a little away. I put, today I put little away.
Put what?
Little distance I put, no?
Oh, no wonder.
I'll put near. Mm-hmm. Okay, Hare Krishna, now it's coming?
Yes, yes, much better.
Okay. So,
Maharaj
Kunti Mata, Kunti Mata saying, because many of many big personality they have, they say this thing because vidya karma karma klesa bhavesmin klesa mananam avidya karma karma. So because avidya, this klesa, the
what is avidya?
Avidya means, vidya means knowledge. Avidya means not right knowledge. We have whatever we accumulate the knowledge, the not right knowledge, not true knowledge. because we have so much puzzle, so much bad things comes, because that is not knowledge, no? From that, we are suffering. Because we don't have right knowledge, right jnana, we don't have.
Yes. 那这个 Maharaj 说到这个 昆提 皇后 也讲到就是 其实很大的 很多的这个伟大的 圣者们 也都说到了 这个物质的存在 它就像是一片 痛苦的汪洋一样 人们为什么会这么的痛苦呢 是因为 avidya 就是说没有真正的知识 因为在这种 这种 物质存在中，人们有很多的错误的观念，好不纯净的这种知识，因此，他们就是人们这么受着巨大的这种痛苦的折磨。So,
oh Lord, you comes for here because, Sravanasmaranam Yani, Kunti Mata says, because if they will listen. Sravan means when they hear your transcendental activities, your transcendental instructions, then this thing all go away, all the avidya they go away, all the klesha, all the misery, they all go away.
Now, because 这个昆提皇后继续说，因为至尊主您的降临，然后让人们得以能够聆听您超然的训示，因此所有的一切不吉祥，所有的一切的苦难悲惨都一扫而空。So
that's why he comes, he descend himself, and because otherwise, why he comes? No need to come. Because he comes, he has sympathy, he has the mercy, because he has some love, because he has so much love for us. That's why he comes to this material world. And he wants to take us to him, to his abode.
Mm. 所以 Krishna 他降临在这个物质世界的真正的原因，是由于他对我们的爱，对我们的悲悯，对我们的仁慈，他真的不忍心看我们在这里受苦，所以他有时候亲自前来，向我们展现这样的这种甜美的逍遥时光，其实是为了吸引我们，把我们带回他的身边。
So we have to open our mind, open our eyes, open our heart to receive His love. Like if you yourself you close down, lock down inside your house, inside your room, so the sun shine will never come to you. You have to open your window, open your door, open your heart, so that can come inside. So mercy can come. Mercy is always some. This is the way Krishna reciprocates, because he always wants to reciprocate. Like he is reciprocating. How is the Vrindavan pastime is reciprocating? We can see.
So, we must be able to really appreciate, to feel, to accept, to receive all the beautiful things in Vrindavan Lila. Krishna gave us the grace. We must be able to open our hearts. We must be able to open our spiritual eyes, open our hearts, we can be able to receive Krishna's love and grace. 比如说，如果我们现在把自己关闭在一个幽暗的小屋子里，那么阳光根本就透不进来。同样的，就是我们必须要敞开我们的心，打开我们的眼睛，然后就是才能够去接受到 Krishna 的爱和仁慈。Krishna 其实是就是。跟我们之间的爱是一种交流的，是一种回应的。如果我们这么做的话，我们自然就能够就是感受到 Krishna 在回应着我们，因为我们有这个愿望，我们渴望，好，所以 Krishna 会给予，我们也能够接受得了。就像在 Vrindavan 的森林里 ，Krishna 回应着所有的生物体一样的，一样的道理。
So please.This is the our, we have to do that. Please open our heart, open our eyes, so that the love can come in our heart. Because how this is open means, because you have to close this thing, the kaam krodh, because the love, if you have love,that can open the door and to the Lord can enter in our heart. This love can make our door open, and otherwise anything we have that cannot open. This is the love can open. This is the secret. This is the key to open our heart.You say, we have opened. No, because when you open your heart, Lord's always waiting to come. Because that love is the key to open our hearts. As long as love is not there, the selfishness, the envies, the greedies, the lust, so these things cannot open our, our heart.
而所有的一切怎么样才能够帮助我们去承接 Krishna 的仁慈和爱呢？能够去承接 Vrindavan Lila 的甜美呢？重点是我们要敞开我们的心，但是敞开心的那把钥匙是什么呢？唯有爱，唯有爱才能够让我们的心打开。所以我们现在的处境是我们的心中充满了那些污浊的东西，我们充满了嫉妒，充满了欲望，充满了私心，我们没有真正的爱，所以我们承接不了 Krishna 的爱和仁慈。所以我们要就是以这样纯净的心来承接这所有的一切。只有爱才能够就是承接爱，只有爱能够感知到爱。
Because we need, when when living entities, when you are so much eager to have the love, so when the intense, the desire come, okay, how I can get one drop of love?
that can dissolve, that can like cover whole world.
Mm. 那其实每一个生物体心中最深的渴盼就是爱。 哪怕我们能够有那么一滴的、一丁点儿的丝毫的这种爱，它都可以就是征服整个世界。爱是一切的解药。We
can see in the Vrindavan Lila how Krishna reciprocate to all the cowherd boys. Cowherd boys, they don't have any fear. To the demon. they have no fear to this material world. How they are dancing, singing, why? How? Because if someone from anxiety, free from, then he can dance, he can chant, he can. Who knows if someone grabs someone, he cannot chant, he cannot, grabby means those who are thinking so many things, so much stress, so much, they cannot chant, they cannot, even cannot laugh. They cannot laugh because there's so much burden in their mind, like someone grabs him or her, no?
Like what?
Grabs, no? Like someone grabs means someone catch, no? Like hold it.
Yes, yes.
He cannot go. He cannot come out. He cannot go out, do anything.
Mm-hmm. 可是呢，就是如何回应着文达文的那些牧牛童们，在Krishna的这个爱的这个氛围中，那所有的牧牛童他们没有一丝毫的恐惧，所以他们完全无惧于所有的那些什么文达文的那些恶魔，他们心中完全因为他们的心中。 完全没有任何世俗的这种污染，所以他们才能够欢快的起舞。事实上，如果一个人心中有任何的忧虑、恐惧，或者是有的人他看起来就是因为心中的那种焦虑，处在这种压力的状态，他会变得非常的就是。 他的想法太多，他的头脑装了太多的东西，所以让他变得沉甸甸的，他欢快不起来，他没有办法畅快的，就是歌唱舞蹈。一个人只有在全然的喜悦的时候，他才有办法像孩子般的快乐的起舞。可是心里有承载了一些就是。 那世俗的那种污染、那种重量、那种担忧的时候，我们会显得死气沉沉的，我们会就是欢快不起来。所以，Vrindavan的，就是那些生物体们、那些牧牛童们，他们的欢快是来自于他们纯净的心、纯净的爱。So,
Supada Goswami mentioned here
Maharaj, your voice is broken. Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The connection, some problem.
Yes.
You say Sukadev Goswami, what?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Can you hear?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Actually, Hare Krishna.
Yes, Maharaj.
Oh, Krishna. You can hear now?
Yes, but sometimes broken.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, no, okay, now, okay.
This is the Vrindavan, because
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay.
I cannot.
So, because I was giving little how the Vrindavan Lila is so important, and how is that? Yes. You cannot hear, huh?
Maharaj is very
so,
difficult.
Do you say something?
You say Sukadev Goswami say
Hare Krishna?
Maharaj, you just say this is why the Vrindavan Lila is so important?
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Yes, Maharaj?
Okay. First, I have to change another because I don't know who I am. Yes, I was. So you can hear now from Haribol.
Haribol.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
You can hear now?
Yes. Good.
Oh, Krishna. That one phone was not, I stopped that, another phone I took. Oh, Krishna. Sorry for this inconvenience.
抱歉给大家造成的不便。
Here is like this thing going on. So, because the Vrindavan, the Lila, we are... how they are so... they are so relishing the covered boys and Lord himself, Lord Krishna Balaram, they himself, how they are relishing and how they are attracting the all the living entities from Vrindavan, from everywhere. He attracts everything. That is the purpose, to understand how and what he is doing. For this Lila, what he is teaching.
So in this Vrindavan Lila, we can feel those moo-niu-tong-men, all the Vrindavan creatures, how they are enjoying Krishna's company. Krishna 跟 Balaram 他们是如何的吸引着所有的一切所有的生物体，然后我们也可以在这个 Vrindavan Lila 中可以学习到，就是这个 Krishna 跟 Balaram 他们是如何跟 Vrindavan 的生物体们，他们如何进行这些爱的交流，然后这些爱的交流又在教导我们些什么东西。So
we can see how. because I mentioned if we have love, that is the key to open our heart. And because without love, you cannot open.
我们刚才有讲到，爱是那个，就是那把钥匙，是那个关键，可以打开我们的心扉。如果少了爱，我们的心门紧闭，非常的幽暗。
Because this is the pure love, because here is nothing, the dharma, artha, kama, moksha, the chatur purusharth, no? There is nothing, because these are all something, it is not pure love. When pure love can develop in our heart, and that can attract, because according to Rupa Goswami, he says that Shuddha Bhakti, the pure devotion, can attract Krishna. Nothing can attract.
Sukadeva Goswami say, or Rupa, you say, who say that the pure
Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he mentioned that.
Okay. Rupa Goswami in 奉爱服务的纯粹甘露之羊，在奉爱的甘露中，他有谈到，就是只有纯粹的奉爱服务才能够吸引 Krishna。那任何的心，如果哪怕是有一丝毫的夹杂着这种自私的东西、污染的东西，都不是纯粹的，不是纯粹的奉爱服务，只有纯粹的一颗心。纯粹的爱才能够吸引 Krishna.
And this is the devotee. If those who are that intense desire, those who develop that, so that is the lesson that Krishna wants to teach us.
所以这是 Krishna 想要教导我们的，也就是说，奉献者这种热切的这种。他的热切的愿望，真诚的愿望，想要跟 Krishna 就是进行这个爱的交流的这种热切的愿望，这种纯粹的奉爱服务的愿望，能够吸引 Krishna。
So here, when the cowherd boys they are entering in Vrindavan, and how they look so beautiful, the whole group, because they are completely observe in Krishna consciousness and Krishna's love. That's why if you see the picture, Krishna Balaram with the cowherd boy with the cows, you can see the picture itself give you so much happiness.
这个一幅画胜过千言万语。当我们看到那个 Krishna 的逍遥时光的这个画呢，里面那些牧牛童们，他们看起来为什么是这么的欢愉，这么的美丽呢？这么的充满了光彩呢？光彩照人，因为他们全然的沉浸在 Krishna 知觉意识之中，沉浸在对 Krishna 的爱之中，所以在这些描述着 Krishna 的跟他的同伴们的这些逍遥的这些话。里头我们可以感受到这一切的极乐。
So when it is Bhismadev was glorifying Krishna, he mentioned he was glorifying, observing the form of Krishna.
那这个Bhishma Dev 他也说了，就是当他事实上他在就是观察着，他在欣赏着 Krishna 的容颜 ，Krishna 的形象。
He was mentioned many bhed tamal varanam ravi kara gaura baram baradhane vapura alaka kula brutan ganabjam vijaya sakhiratirastu me anavadya.He was at the time of death. He was such a big fighter, big warrior. And he was saying, Oh Krishna, he was so beautiful. He was remembering how Krishna was entering Vrindavan. He was same, Tamalvaran. Krishna looks like Tamalvaran. Tamal tree, you know, Tamalvaranam.Rabi cover on his dhoti, his cloth was like saffron, the yellow cloth, Rabi kara gauravaram dadane, bapura alaka kulabhrutam dhanavyam, and also the hair, his head, and the face, the all together look so beautiful. That Krishna, the swarup, that rupa, that form, I want, see, rati rastu,Hey Vijayasaka, hey Arjuna's friend, please
I have can develop some love to that form. He was just last prarthana is doing to Krishna. That I want that. That form.
Bhishmadev say he want to develop love for Krishna's
form. Love, that Krishna's form, that form. The Vrindavan form.
Vrindavan form. But you mentioned about saffron. Saffron. What saffron?
Not saffron, that's the yellow cloth.
Clothes. Okay. I understand. Yes. Now, Bhishmadev, he is such a 这种骁勇善战的大英雄，所向披靡，但是他在就是死亡前的那个时刻，他竟然就是全然的全神贯注的在冥想着看着冥想着 Krishna 的形象，他想着 Krishna 进入 Vrindavan 的那个场景 Krishna 美丽的容颜。 他想着 Krishna， 他的肤色就像桃茂树一样的那样的肤色，他想着 Krishna 身上穿的黄色的这种衣服，那想着 Krishna 的这种面容，莲花般的眼睛，然后他的容貌，那。 他祈求他自己能够培养出对 Krishna 的这个形象的爱。And
we'll come to because it is many thing because I don't want to go because we will continue our how Krishna's and coward boys. You can imagine how the big devotee, those who are great devotee, they were so much eager. To see that form, the Vrindavan form.
我们就是要继续的讲述 Vrindavan 的逍遥。那刚才只是让大家先做一点准备，心理的准备。那我们可以想象一下，那些所谓的真正的伟大的奉献者，他们是多么的热切的，他们多么可盼呐，多么可盼见到 Krishna。
You can see Krishna in Vrindavan, how he exhibit his love, and he never exhibit his, although he exhibit his supreme power, but it is very, very, very secret way. No one can see that.
所以我们知道 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 为什么会这么吸引人，是因为 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 展示的富裕是爱，爱是真正的富裕。他在 Vrindavan 几乎把他的至尊的力量给藏起来了，即便他有显露，也是以一种非常的，就是秘密的方式来展现他的神力。好，就是他不是。 最主要的在 Vrindavan 的主轴是爱，所以非常的吸引人。Like
when he took the form of Lord Narsingh, he was so furious, big, and the demon also very weak. But here in Vrindavan, the Putana, my God, her size was 16 mile. Oh Krishna, and you can see her size. But Krishna was the same. He never explained himself. You see, the Vrindavan Lila was a small baby.
Yes.
And he did. Whatever he did.
He what?
Whatever he did.
Yes,
means?
Yes. Means?
But did you understand the point?
Yes, I understand. 那我们想想看，那个 Nrisimha Dev 他展现他的形象的时候，你知道那个形象有多么巨大吗？因为那个恶魔 Hiranyakashipu 他也是那么的巨大，所以他 Krishna 展现的 Nrisimha Dev 也是那么的巨大，好，看起来一副旗鼓相当的样子。那可是，在 Vrindavan 你看那个 Putana 女巫，她的现出她的女巫的形象的时候，她的身体有16英
英里那么长，16英里，可是 Krishna 他却只是一个小 baby， 在他的面前他只是一个小 baby， 他并没有去扩展他自己，他就是还是维持一个小 baby 的。可是 Krishna 他在 Vrindavan 展现的就是这样子。
But he looks like a baby, but he took the life air of he just sucked the life air of Uttana.
可是虽然是个小 baby， 对不对？看起来只是一个小 baby， 可是他却把普坦那女巫的生命之气都给吸尽了。这就是他展现的，就是悄悄的展现了他的神力。
The similar way when Mother Yashoda bound him, so.He did not expand himself. The form was same baby. That's why Mata was worried. This small smith, still his baby, but where the rope is going?
Where, what?
Where the rope is going? Because
Rope, oh. Okay.
Rope.
Okay.
Because he wants to die, no?
Yes. 那就像那个亚修达妈妈，她要绑住这个 Krishna， 可是那个她的 baby Krishna 就是那么小，她并没有因为就是亚修达妈妈要绑住她的变大了，没有，她就是一个小 baby， 亚修达妈妈要绑住她，可是亚修达妈妈就觉得很奇怪，这个小 baby 明明是个小 baby， 可是我怎么绳子怎么绑都绑不了，绑不住她呢？那个原本的绳子都跑到哪里去了？为什么怎么绑都绑不住她呢？Yes, Maharaj.
So this is the Vrindavan Leela. How Krishna, because he never took any weapons and he never expand himself, because whatever he did within his same form, same so beautiful, charming form, and he did the Leela. The big big demon he kill and he deliver many things. No, he did many. We will go through one by one how he did to keep himself that same form, same, but he did his wonderful activities.
所以在 Vrindavan 从事的这些逍遥，很特别的是 Krishna 他不管从事了什么。就是不可思议的这些逍遥时光，无论是杀死什么大恶魔啊，是很多人得到的，解救了很多人，得到了解脱什么的，他始终都是以他原就是同样的形象，他并不会去，从来不会去拿什么武器，或者扩展他自己，或者展现他的什么的什么特别的那种样子出来。或者能力什么的，他一直都是以一个就是 Vrindavan 的时候的那个形象来从事这些非凡的这些活动。
So that is the his supremacy in Vrindavan Leela.
这就是 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥中所展现的超级的仁慈。
So only those who have the love.The selfishness, no? Those who are pure, they can understand. Because many people, they cannot understand what Krishna did this Leela, because they are attracted by superpower, but if someone go through this thing, he can also understand how Vrindavan Leela is, even it is so great Leela he did, and simultaneously he also keep, he is not anger, he was not angry.Same mood he did many things and many activities he did, but he was quiet, he was laughing, he was joking, he was so amazing personalities.
Krishna 在 Vrindavan 所展现的逍遥实在是太美妙了，太特别了。这个只有就是有纯粹的爱的，心中有爱，没有私心的人，才能够欣赏这么崇高的这种非凡的。超然活动 Krishna 无论在从事任何的这种火 Vrindavan 的 Leela 中，他就是始终都保持他原本的 那个形象，哦，他也是很自然的，泰然自若的在对付这些恶魔，他也不生气，他一边的就是就是保持他的那种欢乐的这种状态，哦，他还嬉笑着开着玩笑的来从事这些活动。可是那些这种心中有一些还有世俗的这种心态的人，世俗的观念的人，他们比较难以去欣赏，因为他们喜欢看到的是那种展现的那种至尊的那种非凡的那种财富富裕力量，哦，那种伟大的那种展示。对，因为他们向往的是那种那个方面的这种权威式的那种伟大的这种展现。可是本达文克什纳却随时都保持着就是一个那种他原本的那个形象，就是跟就是把他的这种至尊的权威就是隐藏的那个形象。
So please bring your mind to Vrindavan. So material world is like ocean.
所以请大家把心就是带到 Vrindavan， 因为物质的存在它就像是一片汪洋，是没有出路的。
So it is all the our acharya and all our they all mention how the material world compared to the ocean.
所有的很多很多的灵性导师们都把物质的存在比喻成一片汪洋。
Ocean for outside for distance ocean looks very good.
如果我们远远的看着这个一片海洋，它看起来是很好的。很美。
So material world, material life looks like for distance, it looks like very good, very nice.
所以物质的存在真的就像一片汪洋。你如果远远的看看它，好像看起来表面还很不错的样子。
But when you go to inside the ocean, even one drop water you cannot drink the ocean. So much water, but you cannot drink one drop of water, ocean water.
可是如果你真的走进那个海洋的时候，你会发现就是不要说一片汪洋的，你根本就没有办法喝那一汪洋的水，哪怕是一滴你都喝不了。
So this is the material world, but
所以这就是所以这就是物质存在，你看是那么的苦楚，谁能够去品尝呢？远远看还不错，所以我们应该要。
So all the coward boys, because I will go little shortly because we are if you do I cannot finish this chapter, no. So many things comes my mind when I speak like this. So coward, you can imagine how the coward boys are so fortunate.And how they are so much happy, and because they are living with the like Ananda, with because he is the Ananda, Satchidananda, and they are living with Ananda because they are living with Krishna, and how great happiness they have.
所以Maharaj刚才说，所以我们就是要走进 Vrindavan 的逍遥，哈，就是。要远离那个物质可怕的那个汪洋。那我们知道说在 Vrindavan 的在 Vrindavan 呢，所有的那些牧牛童们他们是如此的欢欣鼓舞，如此的幸运啊，因为他们跟 Krishna 跟 Ananda 就是在一起，所以他们是最幸运最快乐的。
So hereThe coward boys, they sing the glories of Krishna Balaram, and he also dance, chant. So there is such a happy mood. They can dance, they can fight each other. So these things they are doing when they enter in Vrindavan. Simultaneously, they are doing.
所以这些牧牛童们。他们就是跟着 Krishna Balaram 进入 Vrindavan 森林， 他们就是是那么的充满了极乐的，就是荣耀着 Krishna， 歌唱着 Krishna， 然后他们也欢快的舞蹈着，然后也在甚至于他们就是一片的就是喜气洋洋的，他们在那边嬉笑打闹着，因为他们对 Krishna 的爱。
In our Krishna Balaram temple, that is called the place called Raman Rati. Raman Rati means where the fine sand, you know, where you can get the fine sand, very nice sand. So the generally the the boys, the kids, you know, the children, they are so much fun when they see the nice sand. They want to play. So this is called Raman Rati. Many places they have like that. When they see nice sand, they will dance. They can roll it. They can make wrestling.
那我们在 Vrindavan 的庙 Krishna Balaram Mandir， 好 ，Vrindavan 的那个庙，那个地区就是 Raman Rati， 那个地方就是这些牧牛童们跟 Krishna 嬉笑打闹，可以在地上打滚的地方，因为这个 Raman Rati 它的意思呢，它就是说有着那种细沙，非常细致的柔软的沙的地方，那。小孩子们就是这样子，他们喜欢玩，喜欢打闹，喜欢在地上滚。好，他们只要看到有这个机会，他们就会就是逮住这个机会一起玩。
And after wrestling each other, so they when they are little tired, they can sleep and they can padasambhana chakku kechitasya mahatmana. This Sukadeva Goswami mentioned how when they are after wrestling each other, they how they sleep when they feel tired. Krishna Balaram, then he Balaram can take one the cow head by his lap and make the pillow, so they can also take rest. Balaram can take rest, and when Krishna wants to take rest, they immediately the cow head boys, the cow head girl, they immediately they will make. Like ready-made, the leaf slipping back. Leaf plates, no? In the leaf slipping bed, they can prepare.
Okay.
Which is mentioned, immediately they make.
Yes. 所以这个 Sukadev Goswami 他就讲到了，就是这些牧牛童们呢，跟 Krishna Balaram 他们就是在玩那些摔跤的游戏，因为那个大地是柔软的细沙，非常的宜人，非常的柔软舒适，所以他们喜欢在那里摔跤。那摔跤之后他们就累了，玩累了他们就喜欢躺下来睡觉。那当这个 Balaram 他累的时候，他想休息的时候，他可能就会睡在就是这个他就会躺在这个牧牛童的一个大腿上，枕着他的腿睡。那 Krishna 想睡的时候，那些牧牛童们啊，牧牛姑娘们，他们就立刻就是把那个嫩枝啊、嫩叶啊，就是把它做成了一个就像睡袋一样的，让 Krishna 可以休息。
So that's why when Balaram want to sleep, he take the lap of one covered by it. But when Krishna want to sleep,they prepare immediately. That's why it says, "Kuchit pallava talpatalesu niyudham sramakarshitam." When it is mentioned, talpesu, pallava talpesu. Talpesu means they prepare many bed, many because they make it for Krishna. Many the coward boys and also coward girl.The gopi, they also make, because this is the Acharya give the example, because it is mentioned, it is not in one, what is it called, ekavachan, it is a bahuvachan, which is many, they prepare many beds. So how many, Krishna one, how they prepare many, means it is Krishna sleep many, because the coward boys, they have desire, I will make Krishna can sleep my bed.Coward girl also they want to make go, at least Krishna can come and sleep. So this way it is mentioned, because it is very secret, it is when it is mentioned many beds they prepared, it means he sleep many place.
在这个 Sukadev Goswami 说到，就是这边有一个这个 Pallava Tarpe Su 树，这个是讲的，就是说，就是他一句就在告诉我们，其实当时 Krishna 想要打斗累了，他想要休息的时候，那大家这些牧牛头们、他的朋友们跟牧牛姑娘们，他们都就是立刻就是瞬间就赶快。就是用这个这个嫩枝树叶鲜花快速的把它做成睡袋。那这里讲的是许多的床齁，那事实上是许多的睡袋，因为他们都争先恐后的，每个人都想要抢着为 Krishna 做服务，每个人都希望说 Krishna 你来睡我做成的睡袋吧。
So that's why Sukadeva Goswami mentioned it plural, no? Many, not singular.
所以 Sukadev Goswami 用的是复数不是单数，所以这个床它是事实上是复数不是单数，是很多他们一下子瞬间立刻就弄了很多的睡袋，每个人都抢着要 Krishna 来睡他的睡袋。
So that's this way he, they are so much serving, they are so much affection to Krishna Bala also, Krishna Bala also so much affection to cowherd boys.And the Gopu and Gopis.
所以这个，所以我们就可以知道这些牧牛姑娘们、牧牛童们，他们对 Krishna、对 Balaram 是有多么强烈的想要为他们做服务的这个心愿，有多么深的爱呀！
So
Krishna 跟 Balaram 对他们也是。
So then the cowherd boys, this is the oldest activities.How they go and how they do the pastimes. So here the Sridhama and Stopa Krishna and the Subala, they ask Ram Ram Mahabahu Krishna Krishna Nivaranam Ito Abhidure Suman Dwana Lalati Sankulam. So he asks, Oh Ram Mahabahu, oh big arm.Hey Krishna, you are the killer of all the demon. And so, and we know how there is one jungle called Talvan. So many the tall tree was there. And he mentioned about where the Talvan, how you are, oh Ram, oaks, because they want to they want to go that place. So they mention it. They just address, Oh Ram, Oh Krishna, you are so powerful. And they know how Krishna and Balaram is so powerful.
那 有一次呢，就是就是 Krishna 跟 Balaram 在一起的这些牧牛棚朋友们 Sridham, Subal, Stoka Krishna 他们就喊着Ram, Ram,臂力强大的人啊，他们喊 Krishna 铲除恶魔的人啊，他说这个离这里不远的地方有一个很棒的森林，然后这森林里到处都是成排的这种棕榈树，然后那他会这样子喊 Krishna 喊 Balaram 这样子称呼他们，是因为他们很渴望能够去那个森林里享用那里的这个水果。
So they mentioned how this Talavan wasBecause phalani tatra bhurini patanti patitanicha. They said, there is so, we heard, and there are so many fruits, very nice fragrance fruits, and they are also lying down, and santi. So they mentioned how the fruits are so sweet and good, and they can feel the fragrance coming, the fresh fragrance coming from that.One, that jungle, no? That forest.
那而且他们就描述到说这个在这片这个棕榈树的森林里，哇，树上到处都满挂着这些成熟了的果实，而且他们描述说这水果的芳香从一定的距离就可以闻到这样的这种散发的这种香气。 所以他们非常的受吸引。
So, but they are saying that is one problem because there one the demon was staying, the big demon is staying. Demon name was name is Dhenukasur, the form of donkey, form of ass, and he stay and he also all his associates, all the family member they stay there, and they can eat the people, they can eat man, woman, anyone comes they can eat. That's why they are so much powerful and they are so much people are so much afraid to go that place. Even bird, no one can even come, no one can go there because they are that is their custody.
尽管在这边塔拉文森林中长着这么多甜美的芬芳的果实，他们是那么渴望能够品尝，但是问题是那里这个森林里却有一个就是可怕的恶魔，他的名字叫 Dhenukasura， 在那里看守着那个地方，很可怕，因为这个恶魔他非常的有力量，甚至于他能够吃掉那个动物或者是人，而且他不只是他是一个驴魔，他是驴魔，以驴的身体来展现的恶魔，那连飞鸟都不敢到那个地方去，他们都非常的害怕。那而且他不只是只有他，还有他的就是这个驴魔，还有很多其他的驴魔，他的家庭也都在那里，所以大家都非常害怕，不敢靠近这片森林。
So actually, in India, in where because where, in where I was born, because in the children for children, any place you can go in village or around village or other village, if you go for fruits, if the fruits tree, people immediately give to the children. They never stop them. I remember my childhood. So when we go together like 10, 15, 20 children, go to any orchard, any the fruit tree, you know. So the owner of fruit tree immediately, okay, please come. Oh my boy, oh my children, come and take the fruits. This was the system before the system, like 30, 40 years before, 50 years before the system was so good. But you cannot take any fruits. You can, as much as you can eat there. That was the, such a good system. Because for children, there is no money, nothing. They can eat because children is children.
Yes. 那马哈拉吉说他在印度长大的嘛，他的出生地，那他非常的喜欢就是在这种印度传统的这种文化，他们的这种系统文，他们的文化传承是非常非常的美好的。就是在距今30年、40年前，也都是一直都是这样。那在他出生的地方，小孩子们可能就有几十个小孩子们，就是到村子里到处去游玩。然后他们所到之处，如果有看到果实的话，这些水果他们可以随意的采摘，没有人会阻挡孩子去采摘水果，因为小孩子没有钱嘛。那。这些大人们看到孩子们要来采这些水果，他们会说，来，孩子们赶快过来，过来采水果，来吃点水果。他们会让孩子们自由的畅快的在森林里采摘这些水果，就是吃的心满意足，绝对不会阻挡他们。马拉尼说，这样的这种文化，这样的传统真的是非常非常的美好。
So in India, especially in Orissa, we have in every road, the roadside, they planted, the government they planted the fruit tree, mangoes, coconut, and jamun, blackberries. So when we go through that road and to school, so we have fruits. When you return, we have fruits. When going time, coming time, we have fruits. Easily you can get the fruits. So that is such a good system. Means without money, nothing, so we can get the fresh fruits.
And
that is also good for the children. Children, they have a fun of fruits.
Yes. Maharaj, you say they grow mango and what?
Mango, coconut, blackberry,
oh, coconut, yeah.
Jamun.
Blackberry, na? Okay. Yes, jamun.
Guava.
Yeah, guava. OK, 那 Maharaj 说他长大的那个地方 Orissa 那个地方啊，那政府啊他们就在道路的两旁都会种满了果树，像种那个芒果啦，还有椰子啦，还有黑莓果啦，娃娃我不知道是什么东西，就是种满了各种的果子。那这小孩子太开心了，因为小孩子非常的喜欢水果，他们都可以随意的采摘这些果子来吃，所以这是小孩子的天堂。
So it is mentioned he addressed Krishna Balaram. They just appeal it. They just request, oh Krishna, prapachyatanya Krishna, gandha lobhi jechatasam, manchanti mahati rama gamyatam yadi rochate. Hey Ram, hey Krishna, if you want, because you can smell, so nice smell is coming from that jungle. So, if you want, we can go there. So, he never forcefully, they are not acting very forcefully. They said, okay, if you want, if you think it is a good idea, so we can go there. And so, if they propose this idea, this is the way how the good people deal with it, because they are dealing with Lord. It is not, oh, I want this, we want, no. This is the proposal. How the coward boys, they are giving the proposal. How they are dealing with Krishna Balaram. This we have to see. If you like, if you want, we can. Because this is the nice place, nice fruits there. So if you think it is a good idea, together we can go there.
所以这些牧牛童们呢，他们就是谈到就是这片Talavan 森林中的这些香甜的果实实在是太吸引人了，他们散发出的这种香气，所以他们就提出了一个建议，他说 Krishna, 那能不能为我们去或就是 去让我们可以去采摘那些水果呢？我们都被他的香气所吸引了，亲爱的 Balarama, 我们真的好想吃那些果实啊。那如果你们认为那是个好主意的话，就让我们去这个棕榈树的森林吧。所以这就是这些奉献者，这些牧牛童们，他们跟 Krishna 跟 Balaram 跟他们就是往来的方式，就是说他们不会强迫 Krishna 跟 Balaram 你非要怎么样不可，他们会提出这样的一个建议，他说如果你们认为那是个好主意的话，那么就去做吧，这样子。所以我们从这里有我们要学习的一个功课，就是看到这些深爱着 Krishna 跟 Balaram 的这些纯粹的奉献者，这些牧牛童们，他们是怎么样跟 Krishna Balaram 讲话的，怎么跟他交往的。
So they don't have any their self-interest.They have interest, okay, if you like, if you feel good, if you, that thing give you happiness, please both of you can do. Not, because in material world, we see our happiness, our self-interest, but they don't have that. They think first, what Krishna I like.
所以这一课还可以教导我们一个非常重要的一课，就是说这些牧牛童们，他们是完全没有任何的自我的这种没有自私的想法，他们没有任何自我的没有自我的这种利益感。事实上，他们这样说其实不是为了他们自己，他们想到的是如果你们喜欢的话，也就是他们第一个想到的是，如果你们去这片森林去铲除这个恶魔。然后能够品尝到这个水果的话，那如果你们愿意这么做的话，你们喜欢的话，所以他们的意思是说，如果 Krishna 跟 Balaram 他们开心去做这件事情的话，那么他们就去做吧。好，他们不是想到，他们其实不是为自己在争取不是在为自己而征求他们的这个 这个同意的，而不是为了自己而争取而促使他们去做这件事情。所以这是我们可以学习的地方。那可是这个物质世界的人却是完全不一样的。这个物质世界的人，第一个首先就是想到自己，他是为了自己自私的动机而出发的，很难真正的去先想到别人，更别说是想到 Krishna 跟 Balaram。
So here when Krishna Balaram heard this and they are so much happy, they laugh actually, they are laughing because they know the dear their friends are that their friends heart, and they know that they are so happy because when they heard this thing, because they know the heart of coward boys, their friends. So immediately Krishna Balaram happy and they willing to go to that forest.
So Maharaj, you say Krishna Balaram is so happy because he can please his friends, right?
Yes, they know how they want to please them.
Okay.
That's why they are happy, they laugh.
Yes. 所以这些牧牛童们是为了不是为了满足自己。Krishna 跟 Balaram 呢，他们听到就是这个牧牛童们跟他提议哈，就是去那片森林的时候，其实 Krishna 跟 Balaram 他们都笑了出来，他们很开心的，非常开心的笑着，因为他们感受到这些牧牛童们他们是如何的想要取悦他们，才说了这些话，才提出了这样的建议。那同时当然 Krishna Balaram 也为了要取悦就是这些牧牛童朋友们所以他们听到这个提议的时候，其实他们是非常开心的，畅怀着笑着。
Okay, actually, because I have some appointment. I have to go to some place in Mathura night time. We have some program, house program in Mathura. So, please. Actually, every day we have class, but sometimes we have a house program. One nice man, he's advocate in court, the Brahmin. And he call me and they have some program, their house program. Some class, little bit class, some kirtan and the prasad. So I'll go. So please someone can, maybe 10 minutes if someone has question something, 5-10 minutes we can. Someone can take the lesson.
这个Maharaj说因为他等一下还有要去，有人在 Mathura 有人邀请他去讲课 Kirtan 因为这是他们就是每天晚上其实都会除了庙之外，有时候还是会有人邀请他们。他说这个是今天晚上邀请的，是一户很好的人家，是婆罗门，那他们邀请 Maharaj 过去，所以他今天的时间不能延迟，但是还有一点时间，十分钟的时间，看看奉献者们有什么问题可以来提出来哈。OK, 我们看到这边OK, 魏平 Mataji, 你发送的都是变成私密给我的，其他的奉献者看不到，知道吗？好，我先看到幽文。好，幽文的一个问题 ，Hare Krishna, 亲爱的 Guru Maharaj, 请接受我前进的顶拜。我最近读书有一个问题，就是我们知道灵魂和灵性躯体是永恒不变的，而且有个体性的。那么为什么在 Narayan 的心术上，所有的人都是一个样子，而在 Krishna Vrindavan 星球，每个人都有不同的躯体的样子呢？我怎么理解这种现象呢？这两个地方有什么不同？我怎么理解灵性躯体呢？请您给我解惑，顶拜您的莲花烛 Hare Krishna。 Maharaj, This is from Shri An Yuvan Mataji. Question. Hare
okay.
Krishna. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. My dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Recently, I read the scripture and I have a question. It is that, you know, we all know that the spirit soul and the spiritual body is eternal, and unchangeable, and also individual. Then why on Narayan's planet, all the people look the same? But however, in Vrindavan, Krishna Loka, and everybody, you know, has different, look different. They have different, you know, look different form. So how can I understand this? What's the difference between, you know, the living entities on Vrindavan Krishna Loka and on Narayan Loka, means Vaikuntha Loka? So please help me to understand the spiritual body.
So actually, what is the first? I could not catch your point. What is she in spiritual body? What she told? She what is her
she
question?
Said, she said, you know, since the spiritual body is individual,
individual.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody different, you know, different individual.
Yeah, individual. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, understand.
Yeah.
Understand.
Okay.
So, actually, in Vaikuntha Loka, we have to see what is the Vaikuntha.
He said Narayan. The Narayan.
Vaikuntha.
Yeah. 首先我们要知道什么是Vaikuntha.
Vaikuntha planet, everything go according to rule and regulation.
首先我们要知道在Vaikuntha的星宿上所有的一切都是按照规则来进行的。
Like school, when school girl and boy they go, everyone have to wear uniform dress.
就像是孩子们上学，每个人都必须要穿制服，穿同样的衣服。
The shapes there, the shape should be similar.
The step.
Shape means the appearance, no? This.
他们的样子必须是要看起来一样，因为到学校上学就是要有一个统一的装扮，制服，穿制服。
But when you are in family, when you go to picnic, you can wear any that same the same difference between Vaikuntha, everything law and order, no?
Yes.
But Vrindavan is free. Vrindavan, like how like family going?
Yes.
To picnic, all you can wear yellow or yellow or red or white, whatever.
Yes. 那所以 Vaikuntha 因为
but there is no choice. There is some choice, but little choice, not all.
Vaikuntha 是跟 Vrindavan 是极其不同的。 Vaikuntha 是还是有一个敬畏，有一个距离的，有权威的一个地方。所以虽然在这个地方有一些选择，但是它的选择性是不多的。基本上，所以有很多的规则，所以你会看到是一样的那种东西，就是就像 Maharaj 举的例子，像穿制服一样统一的。 那种样子，但是 Vrindavan 就像是回到了家，当家人们一起去野餐的时候，你可以自由的、欢快的选择你要穿什么样的衣服，你要穿红色、蓝色、黄色、白色，什么你要穿什么颜色都可以选择。
It is okay?
这样可以吗？
All right, this is
okay.
Many things to describe, but today I don't have so much time. But it's
yes, yes.
Very, very good question. One of the very... Yes.
Okay, yes. And Weiping Mataji gives some, you know, share her feeling about Vrindavan Leela. He say, hearing Vrindavan Leela, you know, she can feel more, you know, relish more than other
yes.
classes. Relish yes, yes. more and, you know, get, you know, higher taste than others, you know, other
yes.
classes, yes.
Yes.
Other talk, yes.
Yes.
Yes, also he say he just cannot help, you know, your talk just move her into tears. Yeah.
Oh.
She says so much nectar. Yeah. It's just the, you know, it seems that Vrindavan Leela, it just, you know, appear in front of her. Yeah.
Thank you, all of you. Thank you.
谢谢所有的奉献者们.
Thank you. Actually, our heart, so that you can receive, you can release that. Because if you are clean, we can release that much.
对, Maharaji 说, 这就是我们的内在的状态, 才能够取决于内心的状态, 我们的心越干净, 我们就越能够品尝 Vrindavan Leela, Vrindavan 逍遥, 嗯。
Okay.
Yes, and Yowen has another question. We can keep it next time.
Yes, yes.
Mm-mm.
We can keep it next time.
Her question is that you want to know the spiritual body can be changed?
Spiritual body can be changed?
Yeah, she asked the question. It's not only one kind of form can be changed. Maharaj, it's okay. It's okay. You can, you know, reply to her next time, or you want to give simple.
Actually, the spiritual body, it can take many forms. The body, according mm-hmm. your desire, you can change your form.
Okay, okay. 那Yowen Maharaj的回答是说，事实上， 每一个人可以根据在灵性世界。 每个人可以根据他的愿望，在Goloka Vrindavan，每个人那里都可以根据他的愿望来改变他的灵性的形象。
Like one gopi when she saw Radharani is coming, she become a river.
就像有一个牧牛姑娘，她看到Radharani来了，她立刻变成一条河。
Because she was with Krishna, so she was so afraid. Radharani, she become river.
Radharani become a river.
No, no, that gopi.
Gopi become a river.
Yes.
Oh, I see, I see. 因为这个牧牛姑娘为什么会看到 Radharani 来，她变成一条河呢？河流，因为她当时这个牧牛姑娘跟 Krishna 在一起，那她很怕。 Radharani 看到了, 所以他就让自己立刻变成一条河流。
Is it okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Maharaj. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Sorry,
much.
Today I didn't. We don't have time.
It's okay. So, it's okay.
So, okay. Thank you. Please.
<咳><咳>所以，谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听 ，Hare Krishna， Srila Prabhupada Ki， Jai，Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj Ki Jai，Krishna Balaram Ki Jai。 Jai, Jai.